every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and we've already spent a week on this. So I would strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and begin to listen to those things. Also, if you gave last Friday, and I believe we're going to give you another opportunity this Friday to give, we're sending you some messages absolutely free. That I just preached on this subject just to be a blessing to you. And we're just excited about it. But you can go online and you can listen to these messages or the podcast or watch it on YouTube absolutely free. Our partners make it possible for us to do that. And this is actually a vitally important subject because especially in recent years, church attendance has really been attacked as though it's unnecessary, and I'm going to make a biblical case to why it actually is necessary for you and your well-being, plus for you to be a productive member in the body of Christ. Now, in 1 Timothy, once again, 14, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the true. Now, this church, this local body, is to act as the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is to act as the place where the truth gets you established, where you become established in the truth, where you learn how the word is a pillar to you, because it says truth, but the truth of the matter is that his word is truth. And so that's really what we're in pursuit of, okay? So when we see this, though, it's the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Think about it. Anything that's the foundation of something, and that's what ground here means, is really the foundation determines how big your building's going to be. The building can only go as high or as wide as the foundation and expect to remain standing up. Now, this is the local church was designed to do this, to establish this truth in your life. I remember some years ago, I heard a story from somebody who had talked to the Billy Graham organization. And they said that in 1 year, there was two different cities, or maybe it's somehow or another, within a short period of time, they'd gone to two different cities. And in the two different cities, they'd gotten roughly 85,000 to 90,000 people saved. And in one city, they went back about a year later and found out the majority of those people were not living for the Lord. And then they went back to the other city and found the majority of those people were living for the Lord. And so it was interesting because what happened was is that they wanted to know what was the difference, why such a vast difference. Well, they found out in the city where the people were going on with God, living for the Lord, was the area that they had had very, very strong local churches and that the pastors had gotten involved and that they had connected. And so from then on out, from what I remember, they actually changed their methodology. Because which I have to respect about the organization, they wanted fruit that would remain. Okay, now I want you to think about that. Now, they got all of these people saved in this city, but yet they did not continue on in their relationship with God. Now they heard the truth, a truth that Jesus is the Lord. That is the truth as well. But I'm talking about there's other things that we need to learn from the Word of God. How to talk to your wife, how to talk to your kids, all those things. You know, there's other truths. How to walk in healing, how to walk in prosperity, how to walk in wisdom, how to pray. All of those things are truths as well. But they'd heard the truth about Jesus, but there were truths that they needed to get established to get grounded in. And what happened? They went by the wayside. Why? because they did not, were not partaking of this embassy in their community, which was the pillar and the ground of the truth. That this very facility, this building where you can go to get rooted and grounded in truth. You know, it's funny because I hear this all the time that Christian, you know, talking about divorce, right? That Christians have the same divorce rate as the world. Well, you know, it was interesting. I was reading after a man that had studied that, and that's actually not true. What the statistic actually is that if somebody were just to say, I'm a Christian, or I believe in God, right? Well, then they classified them as a Christian. Well, how many of you know not everybody believes in God as a Christian? And then, or even if they said, I believed in Jesus, and they were a Christian, but they weren't actually living their Christianity. They could be like the guy in Walmart. Well, I received Jesus when I was a child, you know. I'm a pimp now, but I received Jesus when I was a child. Or, you know, I'm a drug dealer now, and I received Jesus when I was a child. Or, I'm a thief now, but I received Jesus when I was a child. But this is something interesting the guy found out. He said people that were actually involved in a local church, that the divorce rate was less than 25% compared to 50% in the world. Why? Well, because when you attend a local body and you have a pastor there that is teaching you and establishing you in truth, then that place is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, again, I want you to think about this. What is a pillar designed to do? Two things. Keep the roof from falling in on top of you. You ever had that happen in life where it just feels like everything's falling down on top of you? What would prevent that? A pillar. A pillar would prevent that. You know what else a pillar is good for? Is when you are about to fall down and you do not feel as though you can take another step or stand, you can grab a hold of the pillar and hold on to it to hold you steady while the storm is there. You know, I've heard of people lashing themselves to a tree during hurricanes here in Florida just because they wanted to see what happened. What did they do? They attached themselves to a pillar that happened to be a tree. But then there's also the part about being grounded in it. Listen, just because you have been saved does not mean you are grounded in the truth. Grounded in the truth means is that when trouble comes, when situations comes, you're actually applying the truths you know. You know, it's just like I've taught shooting for several years. I can get people that actually know how to make the gun run, but the minute you have them do burpees, jump around, spin around, it's amazing how many of them, when pressure is applied, they can't do something that was simple to them before. Why? Because it's not part of their muscle memory. Now, there's other people that, man, you can get them to where they can't see, that they're so dizzy they're turning green, and then they can make that weapon function. What does that? Because you become grounded in those things. See, you need to become grounded in the Word of God. You need to become so grounded in the Word of God that it doesn't matter what happens, that's what comes out of you in times of pressure and trouble. How do you do that? Go to the embassy that's the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's what your church is. Your church is the church of the living, the house of God, which is the church of the living God. The pillar and the ground of the truth. It's specifically designed to get you stayed. So why should you go to church? I don't know. Do you want to be grounded? Do you want to be grounded in truth? Do you want to be able to stand when storms come? Do you want something to hold on to? Now, there's other reasons for the church, and we'll get into this, but this is one of the main things. Why go to church? To get grounded. Why should I show up? So that you are getting used to learning how to hold on to the truth. You find out what the truth is, and even if you already know the truth, you're being reminded of those truths. Now, I'm about out of time, but you know, one of the things that I find interesting, and it's actually we're right here in 1 Timothy 2. Now, in verse 8, it says, I desire therefore that men everywhere lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, like in like manner also. Well, it goes on and it says this. I skipped a verse. We'll go over to 2. It says, for this is good at praying for leaders, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Now notice verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, that's two separate things. Did you know that? That you getting saved is not always coming to the knowledge of the truth. You might have shaken hands with Jesus, but you don't know the truth. You don't know what the Word says. You don't know God's will for your life. You don't know, really, even when we get saved, we don't have a thorough understanding of what salvation is. It's like all that, you know, I hit them pretty hard, but it's like these yahoos who were constantly saying that healing's passed away, and yet the word saved, by the very nature of the word saved in the Greek, means to be healed. It means salvation, spirit, soul, and body. But a lot of times we don't know that. We don't understand about that. Well, how do we find out why Jesus needed to die? What was accomplished? By coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, here's the interesting thing. There are loads of people that will support an evangelist who is getting people saved, because we don't want anybody going to hell. And I agree with you. But what about God's family themselves that don't have the knowledge of the truth? See, God set up a church, a house of God, which to be the pillar in the ground of the truth, so that His family could get to know Him intimately through His Word, to be able to fellowship with Him, and would also, exactly the way Jesus did, have the word by which to dominate the devil. Remember when He was on the mountain of temptation, what Jesus would do? He didn't say, "I'm the Son of God, back off, Bubba." What did He say? "It is written." You know, Jesus still wants that for His family today, to be established in these truths so that they can rule over the forces of darkness, that the force of darkness do not rule over them. Well, what did He do about it? He set a place that is supposed to be a house of God, a church of God, to be the pillar and the ground of the truth where you can go and get established in truth. There's more to this. Jesus is going to talk, we're going to talk next time about how Jesus wanted shepherds to keep people from being wearied and scattered, and that's what the church will do in your life. Stay tuned to these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do, and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear.